glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Look at Nehemiah chapter 6 before we go to point 4. Nehemiah chapter 6, because if we're going to rise and build and prevail, we have to deal with this. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2. That Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. What happened in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 2, the wealthy Jews were beginning to manipulate and destroy the other Jews. They were all building the wall, but some owed different ones. And you may be able to find that for me. Owed different ones, and they were putting hard labor on them or hard taxation on them, what they owed them. And it was like a money politic right in the midst of them. They were destroying one another. They were destroying one another from within. Chapter 5, verse 1, and there was a great cry of the people and of their wives against their brethren, the Jews. For there were that said, we are sons and our daughters are many, therefore we take up corn for them that we may eat and live. Some also there were that said, we have mortgaged our lands, vineyards, and houses that we might buy corn because of the dearth. There were also that said, we have borrowed money for the king's tribute and that upon our lands and vineyards. Yet now our flesh is as the flesh of our brethren, our children as their children. Lo, we bring into bondage our sons and our daughters to be servants, and some of our daughters are brought unto bondage already. Neither is it in our power to redeem them, for other men have our lands and vineyards. And Nehemiah says, and I was very angry when I heard their cry in these words. Then I consulted with myself, and I rebuked the nobles and the rulers, and said unto them, ye exact usury, every one of his brother, and I set a great assembly against them. In other words, they were using this time, this stressful time, to get advantage and gain from some of their other brethren, the money politics. So once the city would be secure and all of that, some people would be broke, have no land, daughters and sons sold out to different ones, different nobles. That. But Nehemiah, if you read on that story, he rebuked them and he set in place a precedence and a law that they could no longer do this. Okay, let's go to number 4 quickly. Now, number 4, as we arise and build, we have to find strategies that will prevent the work from stopping within. We have to keep a team synergy. We must, and that's in Nehemiah 4 and I think verse 11. Nehemiah 4 and 11, it says, and our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease. We must find strategies that will prevent the work from stopping within. We need to stop internal conflicts, internal issues. Amen? We must stop internal conflicts and internal issues. That actually starts with the individual. If you're always, and God forbid, struggling and having internal conflict and internal struggle, then that's just going to spill over into relationship. And then if home is a constant struggle, then guess what you bring to the church? Amen. Guess what frequency you bring to the church? Hello? A struggle. And then what? Now the work. See, we have to resolve internal conflict. There's enough pressure from Sanballat and Tobiah and those guys from without. You know, but they can't do anything from without. Only way that we can be defeated is from within. See, people, the devil can't even defeat you from without. The only one that can really defeat you is you. And that's from within. When you give place to him, when you yield to him, to his wiles, when you, amen, allow him certain ground. But you're the only one. So it has to start with us settling those issues in our own heart. Amen. Tell somebody, stop the internal conflicts. Let the internal issues cease. You know, if the enemy can't get you from without, he'll try to get you from within. So you have to stop. All right? Let's go to number 5 quickly. If we're going to be the church that prevails and finishes the work of the kingdom and arise and build, each person must find his allotted work and be faithful and fruitful in it. I want you to say this with me. Every member must be faithful and fruitful. Say this with me. Every member must be involved in the life of the church. Amen. You know, active membership, if I can call it that, benefits everybody. All the members benefit from that. Now let me give you a nugget of wisdom. This don't cost you nothing, but it's wisdom. You know, when you go to work, you know, for an employer, right? In exchange for your work, you receive money, unless you volunteer it. But I mean, on a job. Well, in the kingdom, look, it's like this. A lot of people want greater grace from God, but it's when you go to work for God that you receive grace. No work, very little grace. But people that extend themselves and get busy for God, they enter into many of the varied dimensions and graces of God. Just like when you go to work, you get paid. Then you get a promotion, you get a higher paying salary or job. It's just like that in the kingdom. No work, no pay. No work, don't eat. It's like that in the kingdom. Now, that don't cost you nothing, but it's true. That's a nugget. If you go to work for God, God gives you grace. No effort, no labor, no work, no contribution to God. There's no grace. He's not just going to shower down on you and you're not doing anything. He won't. Okay. Number 6, we must be accurate with our work so the enemy has no point of entrance into the church or into the work. We must be accurate with our work so the enemy has no point of entrance into the church or into the work. In verse 17 of Nehemiah 4, they which build it on the wall and they that bear burdens with those that laid it, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work and with the other hand held a weapon. We looked at that a little bit earlier. They were working with one hand, but they had their weapon in the other hand. In other words, everyone must be accurate with their work so that the enemy has no point of entry. Amen? Number 7, this is key too. When the work becomes extensive, we must be bound, and I'll say this again so you write it all. When the work becomes extensive, large, we must be bound by the common destiny of God's prophetic purpose and the integrity of our own hearts. When the work becomes extensive, we must be bound by the common destiny of God's prophetic purpose and the integrity of our own hearts. In verse 19, and I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. As the work increases or the work becomes more extensive, we must remain bound together. Amen. Even though we're apart, they were stretched out on that wall. Some didn't see others for, you know, because they couldn't see them. They didn't visit them. They were on the wall. They were building. But when the work got very extensive, they were bound together by two things. They were bound together by God's prophetic purpose. And this is a key here. This is why we labor so hard. We work so hard with leadership and people. The other thing that binds us together is it has to be the integrity of our heart. We have to be people that are trustworthy. When the work gets extensive and there's nobody micromanaging you, always over your shoulder, you have to be a person that is trustworthy, that walks in integrity. Otherwise, God won't increase the work. So that's why we have to raise up people with a heart after God that have integrity, that can be trusted. They were along that wall. That wall went all the way around the city, and they didn't see each other. But they had to be able to trust one another, to labor there and to have that sword and to be honest and to do what was right. I'm telling you, that's why we work so hard at this. As the work increases, God is not going to increase something that he knows is jack-legged. And full of wickedness and snakes and people that got other agendas. God ain't gonna prosper it. The devil might prosper it, but it's like a swollen ankle. It gets real big real fast, but you can't walk on it. God will put the brakes on it. That's why we have to protect the work. We have to protect one another. We have to, amen, walk in our integrity. There's coming a time where you're gonna have to have integrity enough to be trusted to do things on your own. That's why we work at trying to, you know, get the heart of the house and the grace that's on us on individuals, so that when you are there, when you are in a foreign nation representing the house, representing you still are walking in your integrity. You are still fully representing the Lord and the house and the set man. You're not off doing something, you know, trying to create something else, doing something. See, when it gets extensive, it's got to be like that. Otherwise, it'll collapse. Otherwise, you have a zoo and not a church. We are left here to establish, to finish raising up the kingdom, establishing the kingdom. Amen. And finally, number 8, verse 21. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. There has to be continuity in the work. There has to be continuity. It cannot be hybrid. A work that has no continuity will cease. It says in verse 21, so we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. There was a continuity. Whenever God speaks about Abraham, he speaks about Isaac and Jacob. There's a continuity. There's a continuation. It's not just something we do once. Amen? All right, so these are the things that we need to work at if we're going to indeed, which I believe we are doing, if we are indeed going to prevail and finish the work of the kingdom. Amen.
We have come to the close of part 35 of the series entitled The Faith Crisis. Today's message, Carrier of Faith. Jesus is called the Son of God. We are sons of God because of something on the inside. The Bible says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We must know whose we are and who we are. Proper identity is essential to spiritual growth and maturation. When Adam was created, Eve was on the inside of him. God looked and said, it is not good for a man to be alone. In Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Words are our servants and carriers of faith.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.